Today's Shir Masechtas Vachem Daf Dalet. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph at the Tafer Amud. As we learned in the Mishnah, the halacha is that our carbon has to be slaughtered, not just slaughtered, but actually all of the avoidance of the carbon must be done l'shma. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, l'shma actually has two types of situations. One is for the sake of the carbon that's being brought, that is, as we explained, called Shini Kodesh, and the other type of machshava is for the sake of the person who's bringing the carbon. Any thought for someone else will be considered a Shinui Bailam. Agamar now begins, Menolan de Be'in and Zvich L'shma. How indeed do we know that the Shechita of the carbon, as we have learned, there are four avoidas, there are four procedures done by every carbon: Shechita or Zvicha, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. And our Gemara wants to know, how do we know that the Shechita of the carbon has to be done l'shma? As the Mefarshim explain, even though we already quoted on that Beis Amin Aleph, the Pasuk, Amoitzi Sfasecha Tishma Vasisa, that we learned and will learn, that pasuk teaches us the halachas of machshava of shini kodesh. The Gemara's question now, according to some Farshim, is how do we know to say that pasuk is referring to that halacha, or, as we discussed also where we began our Masechta, there's a mitzvah sasei to bring the carbon l'shma, and now the Gemara wants to know from where we know that so is indeed the halacha. So the Gemara, the Amakra, because it says in the Pasuk, V'im zevach shlomim kabonai, we learn from that shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim, that the carbon should be brought l'shma. Ask the Gemara, Dilma Haimushmayu, maybe pshat in that pasuk is not to teach us a halacha, but rather that the name of this carbon is Zevach Shlomim. And if that's the name of the carbon, Zevach Shlomim, then the pasuk will not be available to teach us this halacha. Answers the Gemara, Midik Siv Hamakrif is Damach Shlomim. And it says, Hazorik is Damach Shlomim. So these are psukim that refer to the carbon shlomim, and when the Torah refers to the carbon shlomim in these psukim, v'loik siv zavach, the Torah doesn't use the word zavach. V'hocha, in this pasuk, ksiv zavach, the Torah does use the word zavach. Obviously, it's not that the name of this carbon is zavach shlomim, because if the name of this carbon was zavach shlomim, then any pasuk that's referring to carbon shlomim would call it Zevach Shlomim. The fact that all these psukim do not call it Zevach Shlomim is clearly indication that that is not the name of the carbon. So we're back to where we began, that the word Zevach is extra, and it's here to teach us the halacha shetahei shmamina shetahei zvich l'shem shlomim, that the carbon should be bought l'shma l'shem that carbon. Ask the Gemara, Ashkan zvicha. So we've proven that the first of the procedures, the first of the avoidance, the shechita, has to be done l'shma. However, ask the Gemara, shar avoidus menolam, how do we know that the other procedures involved in bringing a carbon must be done l'shma? V'chitayim, one will ask, meilef mizvicha, we should learn from shechita. If the shechita must be done l'shma, so too must the other procedures be done l'shma. One could ask, Mala zvicha, shekei nifshalo shloi l'shem oichle b'Pesach. Shechita has a specific chumra. And the chumra is that we know that a carbon Pesach must be brought l'menuyov. A carbon Pesach must be brought to those who are registered owners of the carbon Pesach. And here the halacha is that even if the carbon Pesach was brought in the name of one of its registered owners, because if the carbon Pesach was brought in the name of someone else, it would certainly be disqualified, for as we have learned, the halacha is that, and we're going to learn, that it's brought with shinui bailim, the carbon is pasul. So he, it was brought in the name of one of its owners, but one of the owners is unfortunately not well, and therefore cannot eat the carbon Pesach. The halacha is that the carbon, that disqualifies the carbon Pesach. So we see that the carbon Pesach has this specific chumrah, and therefore we can't, that the shechita must be done specifically for owners who are able to eat for the carbon Pesach. And the Ar Sameach explains why, though we have this halacha, says the Ar Sameach, because unlike other karbonis, which are not primarily brought in order to be eaten, the carbon Pesach is primarily brought with the intention that its meat be eaten. And here, if the carbon Pesach was brought on behalf of someone who is unable to eat from the carbon Pesach, then the carbon Pesach disqualified. And therefore, we can well understand why this is a halacha that specifically said regarding the shechita. Because it's the shechita that gives us the opportunity to eat the carbon Pesach. No other part, no other procedure is what's required to make the meat kosher. So since shechita has this chumrah, one perhaps, says the Gemara, would assume that only regarding shechita is there a psul of shloi l'shma. How do we know that psul applies regarding the other avoidus involved in bringing a carbon? The Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. Answers the Gemara, Ela Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Hamakriv as Dam Hashlamim, and we use this Pasuk of Hamakriv as Dam Hashlamim to teach us, Shtei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlamim, that the Kabbalah of the Dam should be L'Shem a carbon Shlamim. So ask the Gemara, if now we have a Pasuk available to teach us that the Kabbalah must be done l'shem shlomim, so why don't we say v'lichtav rachmana b'kabbalah, let the Torah teach us this halacha by Kabbalah, and then v'leil of shechita minah, we'll learn the halacha of shechita from Kabbalah. Answers the Gemara, b'shem d'ikla michraf ma'ala Kabbalah she'kem psula b'zar b'isha. Kabbalah has a chumrah that it's disqualified if it was done by someone who's not a kohen or someone who's a woman. Whereas shechita is ksheira b'zor b'isha. Shechita can be done by a zor or by a woman. And therefore, since it has this chumrah, if the Torah only said this halacha by Kabbalah, we would say it's Kabbalah that there's a problem of shloi l'shma. But there is no such problem by shechita. That's why we need a separate limud for shechita and a separate limud for Kabbalah. Actually, there's a machloikis. What is the proper girsa in this Gemara? Is the girsa l'shem shistei Kabbalah psula b'zor b'isha? Or is the proper girsa shikei Kabbalah psula b'zor? And what is really the machloikis all about? Explain that, Reinem. There's a question if an isha, if a woman, is in the same category of zaris. If when we say that there are avoidus for which a zar, for which a yisrael is disqualified, is that include noshim, or are isha a separate category of psul? And that Achronim explained the nafkamina between these two approaches would be, what would be the halacha regarding a woman doing avoida on a bama? If we say that a woman is included in the category of a zar, so she wouldn't be allowed to do avoida in, then she wouldn't be allowed to do avoida. If we say that a woman is a separate category, then she would not only be also to do the avoida by the mizbeach, but she would also be also to do the avoida on the bama. But if she's in the category of a zar, since zarim were allowed to do avoida on the bama, so too would be the halacha regarding noshim. Ask the Gemara, ask chan shechita v'kabbalah. So far we have psukim that teach us that both by shechita and by kabbalah we need l'shma. Ask the Gemara zrika minala. How do we know that the same halacha applies by zrika? Answers the Gemara. V'chitayman continues the Gemara le'elif mahani. Why don't we learn from Shchit and Kabbalah. If Shchit and Kabbalah, the halacha is that that must be done with Shema, so too shouldn't the halacha so be by Zrika? Says the Gemara, such an approach could have a question. Because Ma'alahani, Shekein, Tunas, Tzofen, V'yeshna, B'chatas, Apnimius. And this is the way the Taras HaKadosh explains the Gemara's question. We know that there are two types of chatas. There's a chatas chitzonius and a chatas pnimius. A chatas chitzonius is a karm chatas that is brought, that is the dam is sprinkled, which is the typical karm chatas, on the mizbeach achitzin. A chatas apnimius is a karm chatas that is indeed slaughtered and kabal sadam is done in the azara, but the dam of this karm paste, of this carbon, is sprinkled on the proiches, which is the curtain that separates the kodesh and the kodesh gedoshim, and afterwards the blood is put on the mizbeach apnimi. And the Gemara's question is as follows: regarding all carbon chatos, the halacha is that the carbon chatos requires shchita and kabbalas hadam in the tzofen, in the northern section of the azara, but not the zrika of all carbon chatos are not the same. Some carbon chatos require zrika on the mizbeach achitzin, and some carbon chatos require zrika on the chatos and the mizbeach apnimi. And since they don't all have the exact same rule, since they don't have all the exact same rule by zrika, so we see that zrika is somewhat different than shchita and kabbalah. And therefore the Gemara is suggesting that it could well be that shchita and kabbalah have to be brought lishma, whereas zrika doesn't have to be done lishma. And therefore the Gemara seeks a source to teach us that zrika must be done lishma. El amakra, the pasuk says, hazorik is dam hashlamim, and we learn from this pasuk, shitei zrika l'shem shlamim, that the zrika has to be l'shem the carbon. Now ask the Gemara, why don't we say the other way? V'lichta rachmana b'zrika. Let the Torah teach us that the zrika must be done l'shma. And once we know the zrika must be done l'shma, v'leilaf mina, we should learn the other procedures, the Kabbalah and the Shechita from zrika, that they too must be done l'shma, says the Gemara. On that we could ask, shenikla mifrach ma'al zrika shekein chayv l'azor misa. Whereas, even though a Kabbalah and halacha may not be done by a zor, if a zor does the halacha, kabbalah halacha, there is no chiv misa. However, a zrika, if it's done by a zor, not only, as we just said, may a zor not do it, but a zor is chiv misa for doing zrika. So since we have zrika having this chumrah that shchita and kabbalah don't have, if we only had a pasuk regarding zrika, we would say that it's only zrika that may not be done l'shma, but the other avoiders may be done l'shma. That's why we need pesukim for them. Ask Tosfos, so why can't we have the following? We'll have pesukim by shchita and zrika, and we'll learn everything from shchita and zrika. Because if we'll say that the chumrah of zrika is that that a zar is not allowed to do it, Shechita Azar is allowed to do it. Answers Taisvis, because we're going to learn on Amud Beis that Shechita and Zrika have the Chumrah that if somebody did Shechita or Zrika Chutz Lazara, there is a Chiv Misa. There is no such Halacha by Kabbalah and Halacha, so we could not learn Kabbalah and Halacha from Zrika. Says the Gemara, Ashkhan Kula. So we've had Psukim to prove each and every one of the cases that we just discussed. The Kabbalah, Halacha, the Kabbalah, the Shechita, the Zrika, that they all must be done l'shma. However, ask the Gemara, Halacha Minala, how do we know that the Halacha also has, that the din is, must be done l'shma? The Chitema, and if one would make the argument, Leilif Makula, that once we know that all of them have to be done l'shma, we could automatically learn the same din would be by halacha. We can ask the question, ma'al kulan, if we talk about all of the others, the halacha is shekein avoida she'ef shelvatla. Every carbon has to have a shechita. Every carbon has to have a kabbalah. Every carbon has to have a zrika. However, not every carbon has to have halacha, because the halacha is that if one shechted and did the kabbalah sadam of a carbon right next to the mizbeach, the halacha is that he could avoid doing halacha. And therefore, time of halacha, since halacha is efshel vatla, one could avoid doing the halacha. Since one could avoid doing the halacha, the Gemara is suggesting we don't have a raya from the other avodas that the halacha must be done b'shma. El amakra, the proof is from as follows. The pasuk says, v'ikriv esakol ha-mizbeicha. V'amamar, and in explaining the pasuk is teaching us, zu ha-lochef evarim lekeves. The pasuk is referring to the halacha, the pasuk is speaking about halacha. V'tanya, v'kriva, the pasuk says the words v'kriva, so kabal sadam. We know that's referring to kabal sadam. How do we know that it's referring to kabal sadam? Since this pasuk appears immediately after the pasuk of v'shachat, to read the words of the pasuk, v'shachat asaber habok lufnei Hashem, v'kriva b'nei Haran ha-kahanim es domoi v'zarku sadam. So since it appears immediately after the shechita, what takes place immediately after the shechita? The kabbalah. Why did the Torah, says the Gemara, v'afik rachmana b'loshon halacha? Why did the Torah use the words halacha when it's actually referring to kabbalah? If the Torah was speaking about kabbalah, it should have used the Hebrew word kabbalah to teach us lememra the halacha leitifak rekal kabbalah, that halacha should not be treated differently than kabbalah. And if we've proven that kabbalah has to be done lishma, so too now we understand that halacha has to be done lishma. Ask the Mefarshim, maybe it's coming to teach us just the opposite, that maybe just like halacha doesn't have to be done lishma, so too kabbalah doesn't have to be done lishma. Say the Mefarshim, if that was the pasuk trying to teach us, the Torah wouldn't have to use the same wording, because if the Torah wouldn't have taught us the halacha of Shini Kodesh be Kabbalah, it would teach us that we don't have to do either. Once the Torah already proved that Kabbalah has to be done with Shema, it's obvious that now when the Torah is trying to equate them, what the Torah is trying to teach us is that both the Kabbalah and halacha must be done with Shema. Says the Gemara, as we said earlier in our shiur, there are two types of Shinui. The Shinui Kodesh and the Shinui Bailim. And we have just proven that all of that Shinui Kodesh, there has to be the proper machshava for the proper carbon. Ask the Gemara. Ask Chan Shinui Kodesh. We've proven that you can't have in mind a different carbon. Ask the Gemara, however, Shinui Bailim and Nola. How do we know that the same din applies by Shinui Bailim? That you can't bring a carbon of Ruvain and have in mind Shimon. Amar Rapinchas Berezer of Imi. Amar Kra. The pasuk says, Ubsar Zevach Toida Shlomov. To teach us, Shetei Zvich L'Shem Toida. That when you bring a carbon Toida, you should have in mind carbon Toida. Now, so seemingly, this pasuk is teaching us the din of Shinui Kodesh. The din that you have to have in mind the carbon that you're bringing. However, the din of Shinui Kodesh, we've already learned in the previous Gemara, a source for every one of the avoiders that Shinui Kodesh is required, is a problem. And there's one of the ways that we explain Pesukim in the Torah is Im Eina Inyan. Im Eina Inyan L'Dava Zeh, Tanei Inyan L'Dava Achra. That if it's not needed for this limud, we use it for another limud. And therefore, if, as we just explained, we don't need this pasuk to teach us the din of Shinui Kodesh, Im Eina Inyan L'Shinui Kodesh, the Nafkla Mahasam, because the halachas of Shimi Kodesh we've learned from the various limudim in the previous piece of Gemara, Tanei Inyan, Lashini Bailim, we use it to teach us the halacha of Shimi Bailim. Ask the Gemara, the high halacha of the Tanya, is that what this pasuk is teaching us? Isn't this pasuk needed for what we learned in the Braisa? The pasuk says, Ubsar zevach toidish lomam, Abachanan omar mishum rebelezer, bala lomik. This pasuk is coming to teach us the toidish is shachtel l'shem shlomim. If a carbon toida was shechted, not with a mind, not having a mind that it should be a carbon toida, but it should be a carbon shlomim, the halach is that it's still kosher. Whereas shlomim, sheshachtel l'shem toida, if you brought the shlomim l'shem toida, it's psula. And the question is, ma hefesh ben zel l'zeh? Why is a toida l'shem shlomim kosher, but a shlomim l'shem toida pasul? And the answer is, toida kruya shlomim, a toida is called a shlomim, and therefore, since they're in the same category, one brings a toida, you could have a mind a shlomim. If you want to bring a toida, and he has a mind a shlomim, it's still kosher. Whereas, ain't shlomim kruya toida, and therefore, when somebody brought a carbon shlomim, he had a mind a carbon toida, it's pasul. Machloikis ha'achroinim, how far we take this. The Sfas Emes explains that a toida l'shem shlomim is a full-fledged carbon toida. And as we have learned and will learn, when a carbon toida is brought, 40 chalas were brought along with the carbon toida, four types of chala, 10 of each, with one going to the kohanim, one type of chala going to the kohanim of each, and the rest going to the owners. And says the Sfas Emes that it's a full-fledged carbon toida, even to this degree that it has to be brought, that the chalas have to be brought. The Migdash David disagrees, and the Migdash David seems to learn that a carbon toida that's brought l'shem shlomim is kosher, but it doesn't have the din of a carbon toida, and therefore the chalas would not need to be brought along. So the Gemara's question is, so we need this pasuk to teach us this halacha. How can we say that this pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha of Shinu Bailim? Answers the Gemara, Anam Zevach Krimian. We're learning it from the extra word Zevach. Ask the Gemara, that word too, Akati Mibayle, is needed. Chatas for Osher Minayim. The halacha is that a carbon toida may be eaten L'yoyim V'layla, a day and a night. A carbon chatas and a carbon asham are eaten L'yoyim V'layla. And the Gemara's question is that this pasuk, the Braisa teaches us that this pasuk is coming to teach us that how do we know that Karmel Chatas and Karmel Osham is eaten L'yoyim V'layla? Karmel Loim is Zevach. The Torah uses the word Zevach to teach a hekish between a Karmel Chatas and Osham to Karmel Toida. That by all of them, the halach is the Nechal L'yoyim V'layla. So this word Zevach isn't available to teach us the halacha of Shinu Bailim, answers the Gemara. If the entire purpose of teaching us this halacha would be to teach this word zevach, would be to teach us the zman achila, then the pasuk should have used the word zevach, it should have brought the word zevach at the end of the pasuk, where the Torah speaks about the achila. Why did the Torah bring the word zevach in the middle of the pasuk? To teach us, Shema Minotati, to teach us two halachas. One halacha is that both by a carbon chatas and osram and by a carbon toida, the zman achil is yoyim v'layla, and the other to teach us is the halacha of shinui bailam. Says the Gemara, this pasuk is on Ashkan Zvicha, teaches us that the halacha is that the shechita has to be done with the intent of the real owners. However, ask the Gemara, Shar Avodis Minolam, how do we know that the Kabbalah Halacha, Zrika, Shinu Bailim, is a problem? V'chi Tema, and if you'll argue, Leilaf Mizvika, that we can learn the Halacha from Zvika, if by Zvika Shinu Bailim is an issue, so too is Shinu Bailim an issue by the other Avodis. V'chi Tema, Leilaf Mizvika, one can argue, Ma'al Zvika Shikem Paiso, Shloi, L'shem Oichel MePesach, as we said at the beginning of this year, there is a special chumrah by Shechita, that by a Karm Pesach, if it was brought even for one of the owners of the Korban Pesach. But if that owner, unfortunately, got ill and is no longer able to eat from the Korban Pesach, and somebody brought shechted to the Korban Pesach on behalf of that individual, the halacha is that the Korban Pesach is pasul. So we see that shechita has a special chumrah. So one could therefore argue that only by shechita is shinui bailam an issue. How do we know that shinui bailam is an issue by the other avoiders? V'chi teima leilaf mizvicha malas vicha shikayim poysel shayil shayim ochem apesach. Shechita has this special chumrah. How do we know by the other avoiders? Answers the Gemara. Nem zvicha v'shinu kodesh. The Torah speaks about zvicha by shinu kodesh. V'nem zvicha v'shinu bailam. And the Torah speaks about shinu bailam by zvicha. Once we've proven, says the Gemara, in the previous piece of Gemara, ma zvicha amur v'shinu kodesh, when we spoke about zvicha by shinu kodesh, lechelakta v'in zvicha l'shar avoidus, according to the maskara of the Gemara, by all of the avoidus, the halach is that shinu kodesh is an issue. So we compare the zvicha to zvicha, we'll say, av zvicha omer b'shinu bailim, so to the zvichim that said by shinu bailim is like the chalak ba ben zvicha l'shar avoidus, and just like by shinu kodesh, it's an issue regarding all four avoidus, so too by shinu bailim is it an issue by all avoidus. Ikal mifra, says the Gemara, so we're trying to compare the halachas of shinu bailim to shinu kodesh. Says the Gemara, there are differences between shinu kodesh and shinu bailim that prevent us from comparing them. Ma l'shinu kodesh shekem psul begufa. Shinu kodesh is a psul in the carbon itself. It affects the carbon itself. V'yeshna, furthermore, ba'arba avoidus. The halach is that shinu kodesh, as we learned in the previous piece of Gemara, applies to all four of the avoidus, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Whereas shinu bailim is only by zrika. And there's a machloikis posh pshat. This is the way we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. What does it mean that it doesn't apply to all four avoidus? It only applies by zrika. But what does that mean? What that means is not that shinu bailim is only applicable by the zrika. In fact, we just finished learning that shinu bailim is applicable by the shechita. But what it means is that shinu bailim has to be l'shem zrika. That means, if somebody did the shechita, not l'shem the proper bailim, that won't be a shinu bailim. For shechita to be considered a situation of shinu bailim, it has to be a shechita that's being done with intention that the zrika should be done for a different individual, not for the real owners. These kabbalah is being done, that the kabbalah sadam is being done with the intent that the zrika will be done for not the real owner. And so too with the halacha. So since shini kodesh, the shechita is being done for different carbon. Nothing to do with the zrika. Whereas by shinu bailim, it's always l'shem the zrika. So therefore, shinu kodesh and shinu bailim, as the Gemara, are very different. However, if we follow this approach, we have a very big problem with the Rambam. Because when we quoted the Rambam at the beginning of the Perek, the Rambam's opinion is that just like by shinu kodesh, it's applicable teach one of the four avoidus. We quoted the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that shinu bailim is applicable to each one of the four avoidus. So now the question is, if so, how will the Rambam understand this Gemara? Here the Gemara is clearly differentiating between shinu kodesh and shinu bailim. That the Gemara is saying that shinu kodesh is applicable by each one of the four avoidus, shinu bailim is not, and the Rambam says that shinu bailim is. So, I saw two truths on how to answer the Rambam. The Rambam is only referring to an Isser. The Rambam is saying that it's also to have shinu bailim by each one of the avoidus. But the Rambam will agree that the real shinu bailim is only regarding Zrika, the one way of understanding the Rambam. Another way of understanding the Rambam is we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that even if somebody had a Shinui Kodesh, the halacha is, just because he did that Shinui Kodesh, doesn't mean that he should continue doing it with a Shinui Kodesh. The Gemara brought a Svara, the Gemara brought a Pasuk. And what the Gemara here is saying is the difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bairam is that Shinui Kodesh, that even if you started off with a Shinui Kodesh, you should not continue if once you realize you made the mistake. Whereas by Shinui Bairam, such halacha will not apply. Furthermore, the Yeshna Lacha Misa. The halacha is that if somebody brought a carbon and somebody was mafresh a carbon, and then unfortunately that person who was mafresh the carbon passed away, the halacha is that he has to bring, that the carbon should be brought lacher after the person passes away by his yarshim. Now if the person, let's say, designated a carbon chatas or a carbon shlum, whatever type of carbon, and then he passed away, and his yarshim are bringing the carbon, says the Gemara, that carbon that's being brought after the passing of the owner, there will be a psul of Shinui Kodesh, but there will not be a psul of Shinui Bailu. Points out Tosis that this entire explanation that we have now given only is understandable according to the Man D'Omer that holds Shibud D'Raisa, that the obligation that existed on the parent continues by the children. And therefore the children have to bring the carbon, and there's a possibility for Shinui Kodesh, but there is no possible for Shinui Bailam. Why is there no possible for Shinui Bailam? Because the Bailam aren't alive anyway. And especially if it's a carbon chatos or a carbon asham that they had designated. So the carbon that they had designated was for a kapara, and their dying already affects a kapara, and therefore there is no Shinui Bailam lacher misa. And therefore, therefore, says the Gemara, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam are different, and we can't learn the halachas of Shinui Bailam for Shinui Kodesh. However, Tosfos points out, as I began saying, this is all understandable according to the Man D'Omer that holds Shibud D'Oraisa. And therefore, if a parent was obligated to bring a carbon, the children have the obligation to fulfill that obligation after the parent passed away. And therefore, let's go through it all the way. The parent was mafresh a carbon, and then they brought that carbon. And the halacha is, if it was brought with Shinui Kodesh, the carbon has to be replaced. If it was brought with Shinui Bailam, it wouldn't have to be replaced. However, as Tosfos, according to Man D'Omer, Shinui Shibud Lav D'Oraisa, so the children aren't obligated anyway to bring a carbon that their parent was obligated. So where is the difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam? So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz Tosfos says is that since Shinui Bailam isn't possible after the death of a parent, but Shinui Kodesh is possible, even though they won't be obligated to bring another carbon if there was a Shinui Kodesh machshava, that doesn't change the reality, says Tosfos, that an issa was done by Shinui Kodesh, but no issa was done by Shinui Bailam. That's one explanation. Another explanation is as follows. Let's say the parent had designated two animals for a carbon, saying as follows, these two animals will be like this. I need to bring a carbon, and I have here now these two animals. If the first animal will be brought properly, fine. But if something happens that prevents the first animal from being brought, the second animal should be brought. And these were two animals that the father, the parent, designated. So if in the bringing of the first animal, there was a Shinui Kodesh Machshava, the halacha will be that I'll have to bring another carbon. If, however, when they'll bring the carbon, they'll have a Machshava Shinui Bailam, nothing wrong happened, and since nothing wrong happened, they won't have to bring the second animal that was already designated by the parent. And the fourth difference, Vizhashtam et Sibir B'Kiyachit. Shinui Kodesh is applicable by carbon tzibur, Shinui Bailam is not. Just to explain. Shinui Kodesh means that somebody had a mind to bring one carbon, And somebody was bringing one carbon and had in mind another carbon. So that's passable by even a carbon tzibur. It was a shalmei tzibur or a chatas tzibur, whatever, and he had in mind a different carbon. Shinui bailim, however, says the Gemara, is not passable by a carbon tzibur. Why is it not passable by a carbon tzibur? Because let's say the animal is a carbon tzibur. And instead of having in mind the tzibur, when they bring the carbon, they have in mind one of the individuals of Klal Yisrael, or a group of individuals of Klal Yisrael, not all of Klal Yisrael. But those individuals who they have in mind are members of Klal Yisrael, are members of the tzibur. And therefore we never have a possibility of a shinui bailim by a carbon tzibur. So I saw that the Chazon Ish uses this Gemara to answer a question of the Chiddush HaRim. The Chiddush HaRim asked the question. We start at the beginning of the Shir, speaking about Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh, as we explained, means that you're bringing a carbon oil and you had in mind the Shlomim. What would be the halacha, asked the Chiddush HaRim? You bring a carbon oil and you have in mind that it shouldn't be a carbon oil, but you didn't have in mind that it should be a different type of carbon. Is that already in the category of a Shinui Kodesh? Says the Chazon Ish, from our Gemara we could have a Rai that it's not. Because our Gemara says that it's not possible to have a Shinui Bailim by a carbon tzibur. Says the Chazon Ish, if Shinui Bailim would mean that I have in mind not to bring it for the person who is supposed to be brought for, and I don't have to go all the way and have in mind someone else, just having in mind that it shouldn't be for the person who it's supposed to be for is already a case of Shinui Bailim, then we could have Shinui Bailim by carbon tzibur. The fact that the Gemara clearly indicates that we can't have Shinui Bailim by carbon tzibur is an indication that that is not called Shinui Bailim. Just having in mind that it shouldn't be for the person that it's supposed to be for doesn't make it Shinui Bailim. It's not Shinui Bailim until I have in mind another person. Similarly, by Shinui Kodesh, it won't be Shinui Kodesh just because I have in mind not to bring it for the carbon it's supposed to be. It will not be Shinui Kodesh until I have in mind for a different carbon. Ask the Rishonim, why are we so quick to say that it's not possible to have Shinui Bailim by a carbon tzibur? Let's say the Kohen had in mind a Goy. Now the Nochri is not part of the tzibur, and yet it's a case of it would be a case of a Nochri can bring the carbon, but he's not part of the carbon tzibur. So maybe he had in mind the Goy. Say the Rishonim, back to what we discussed extensively in our previous year, the Mina Machrabo, the Lav Mina Loy Machrabo, since a Goy and a Jew are in totally different categories, having Machshava for a Nochri is not considered a Machshava that would call it a Shinui Bailim. And as I saw Machloikas Achroinim, what is the difference between a Nochri regarding Kabbonis and a Yisrael regarding Kabbonis? Chazon Ish explains that a Nochri and a Yisrael, two different individuals, two very different types, and therefore Yisrael and Nochri are considered totally different categories, and it's not considered Shinui Bailim. The Brisker Rav explains it somewhat differently. Brisker Rav explains that a Nochri, although he could bring a carbon, does not receive kapara through a carbon. Whereas a Yisrael, besides bringing the carbon, has kapara through the carbon. So therefore that creates that they're not in the same category, and that would not be a case of Shinui Bailim. This Gemara is actually used in a very interesting halachic discussion. Rabbi Kiva Egan at Tshuva discusses if women should daven tefillas musaf. Because he says that the tefillas musaf were brought from animals that were brought from the machzor shekel. We learned Masechta Shkolim that were contributed. And since women didn't contribute to the machzor shekel, they shouldn't daven musaf. Furthermore, he suggests that women shouldn't have musaf because it's a mitzvah say shezman gromo. So the Achroinim use this Gemara to disagree with Rabbi Kiva Egan. Because if Rabbi Kiva Egan is correct that women are excluded from carbon tzibur, that carbon tzibur are only brought for men, not from women, so then Why is our Gemara saying that Shinui Bailim is not passable by Carbon Tzibur? Will have a perfect case. He had in mind a Yisraelis. The fact that the Gemara says that Shinui Bailim is not passable by Carbon Tzibur is a proof that women are also included in all Kabbonis Tzibur. And not only are women included in Kabbonis Tzibur, it goes even a step further. For men have to contribute the Machzis HaShekel in order to have a part of the Karbon Tzibur. Women are included in Karbon Tzibur even without contributing the Machzis HaShekel. Regarding the discussion that it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, so certainly if you follow the opinion of the Ramah, the opinion of the Ramah is that women, even though they're not obligated in mitzvah seishas man grama, are allowed to fulfill mitzvah seishas man grama. So they will certainly be allowed to daven musaf, even if it's mitzvah seishas man grama. Furthermore, it's important to point out that this discussion is only regarding musaf. Regarding shakras mincha mariv, they're not considered a mitzvah seishas man grama, because they're considered rachme. We daven to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our bakoshes. Musaf is for the carbon musaf, which is a mitzvah seishas man grama. But I saw that the poskim say that even according to the opinion of the Rambam, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the opinion followed by most Sfaradim, that women do not make a bracha mitzvah seishas man grama, women would be allowed to daven musaf. Why? Because why do they say that women aren't allowed to make a bracha or a mitzvah seishas man grama? Because the bracha is asher kreshonim mitzvayisav v'tzivanu. And they can't say v'tzivanu. They weren't commanded to do this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah seishas man grama. However, Tfilas Musaf, for example, nowhere in Tfilas Musaf is there a bracha that says v'tzivanu. And therefore, even according to the Rambam, women would be allowed to say mitzvah seishas man grama. Furthermore, this gemara is used as a raya for another shayla. The shayla is if a mumer is included in carbon tzibur. And from here we see that a mumer is included in carbon tzibur. Otherwise, the gemara cannot say that a carbon tzibur is in passable shini bailim. He had in mind a mumer. And that's why the halacha would be that a mumer can be part of the minyan when one is davening tefillas musaf. So the Gemara has brought no less than four differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. And says the Gemara, Vavagav Tati Lav Davka, even though two of the differences that we've pointed out are not necessarily correct, Tati Mi Davka, two are correct. And the Gemara goes through the four differences, which are accurate and which are not. Maishna Shinui Bailim, because the first was that Shinui Bailim is not a psul begufoy, and Shini Kodesh is a psul begufoy. Says the Gemara, Maishna Shini Bailim. Why did you want to suggest that Shini Bailim, Lohab psul begufoy, is not considered a psul in the actual carbon? Because it's a machshav ba'alma. And the Achronim point out that even according to the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, that to be considered Shini Bailim, you have to articulate the machshava. Machshav ba'alma means that you just had a machshava, you didn't do anything to the animal itself. Says the Gemara, Shini Kodesh Nami, Machshava Ba'amahu. You didn't do anything to the carbon itself. Ela, Kivin Achshava. Since you had the improper Machshava, Pasla, it disqualifies the carbon. Hachanami, so too will be by Shini Bailim, Kivin Achshava Pasla. So the distinction that was made between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim, this distinction is inaccurate. Furthermore, Ularpech Freder Amari, that says that Yesh Shini Bailim L'Acha Misa. So the difference that the Gemara wanted to point out between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim, that Shini Kodesh is passable L'Acha Misa, Shini Bailim isn't, that too is inaccurate. However, Tarta Mi Ikla Mifrach. The other two differences that we pointed out, that Sibra Kabi Yochid, the difference between Sibra Kabi Yochid and difference of L'Acha, is still applicable by both. El Amar of Ashi, so therefore, we can't learn the halachas of Shinui Kodesh from Shinui Bailim from Shinui Kodesh, because as we just finished saying, there are two differences between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh. El Amar of Ashi, Amakra, Venir Tzalav L'Chaparalav, From here we understand loy v'loy al chaveri, that the zrika has to be done for the true owner and not for someone else. Ask the Gemara, is that what this pasuk is coming to teach us? V'hai l'hochi odasi, ham v'hai l'chretayim v'nitzel l'chap olav, v'shimen olav, v'sh olav chai b'chruyosoy, v'sh en olav en chai b'chruyosoy. We know that we spoke at the beginning of the Masechta, there are two types of kabbonis. There's a nether and a nedova. A nether is when somebody says harei olai, and when he uses the words harei olai, he's obligated to bring the carbon, and if something happens to the animal he designated, he must replace it. If he said harei zu, and something happens to the animal he designated, he doesn't have to replace it. And that's what this pasuk is teaching us, says Rav Shimon. Esh olav chai bechuyosoi, v'she'en olav en chai bechuyosoi. So ask the Brisker Rav, why do I need a pasuk that teaches this halacha? Of course, if I obligated myself to bring a carbon, and I didn't say any specific animal, I have to fulfill my obligation. Answers the Brisker Rav, that here the Torah was mechadish, that besides that, of course, I have to fulfill my vow, I have a din of a chrayis, that a chrayis teaches us that until I bring the carbon that I'm obligated to, I have not fulfilled my nether. V'am Rav Yitzchok, b'avdil mai tama, kivin de omar alai, once somebody uses the words alai, kimanda ton le'akas v'dami, it becomes an obligation on his soldiers. I saw a beautiful verse from the Panim Yofis. We say in Hallel, mo'oshiv la'ashem, kol tagmuloi olai. A person has to view all of the chesodim, all that he owes at Kadosh Baruch Hu, as olai, as an obligation of harei olai. And as our Gemara just taught us, that when somebody has an obligation of harei olai, command the tolei kasvei dami, he has to constantly fulfill that obligation. Mo'oshiv l'Hashem, we constantly have to recognize olai, that we have a constant obligation to thank Hashem. So, again, ask the Gemara, how can we use this pasuk that Shinui Bailim is a problem by Zrika, we need it for this limud? Answers the Gemara, we can learn both from this pasuk. Rashi menirtz loy l'chapekomer. He uses the words loy to teach us the halach of Shinui Bailim by Zrika. Ask the Gemara, so Ashkechon, Zvik and Zrika. We found pasukim of Docha, of Shini Bailam by Zvicha and Zrika. Kabbalah minayim. How do we know that Shini Bailam is an issue by Kabbalah? V'chi teim alaylam is Zvicha and Zrika. Ma'al Zvicha and Zrika. Shekan avoydus shechayav in ala b'chutz. These are both avoydus for which one is chayiv misa if he did them chutz la'azara. Whereas Kabbalah ralocha, there is no chi misa chutz la'azara. Ela omer of Ashi, asya me'el nozer. The halacha is that when a nozer finishes his nazirish, he has to bring three kabbonis and shave his head. And one of the kabbonis is an ale nazir, which is brought as a shlomim. The ksif, v'asa ayel yas zavach shlomim. Shtei asi osoy v'shem shlomim. The Torah teaches that it should be made for a shlomim. Now points out the Gemara. V'im eini inyan l'shini kodesh. It's not coming to teach us the halacha of shini kodesh, which we've extensively proven already on Amun Aleph, the Nafkalei Mehosam, that we have Sukkim to teach us the halacha of Shini Kodesh, Tanei Inyan, L'Shini Bailam. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Abba Bar Abba L'Rova, Ema, why don't we say that this Pasuk is a situation of a Klal Prat, and wherever we have a Klal Prat, we say Ema Klal Amashav Prat, and we should say that this Pasuk starts off with the word Ya'asa, which is a general term. Zevach is a specific word, which means Shchita. Klal prat, so this will be a situation of a klal prat. Ein beklal el mashav befrat, and we'll learn zvichi in. Only by shchita is there an issue that it has to be done with shini bailim, midachrin aloy, but not by other avoidus. How can we say that the other avoidus have to be done, have an issue of shini bailim? Maybe only shchita has an issue of shini bailim. Answers the Gemara. Ksiv yas shlomim zevach kirkamet. Hashtag ksiv yas zevach shlomim. The Torah says yas zevach shlomim. Havle klal shedemoli. It's an incomplete klal because the word zevach interferes between the words yas and shlamim, yas and shlamim, and he's learning the kol klal she'en malay ain't done as the kol prat is not taught as a kol prat. Ravina says la'olam dabim. It is that isn't the issue. However, the Torah says yas is zevach shlamim la'shem. So the word yas is a kol. The word la'shem is a kol. So we have here a klal prat of klal, and a klal prat of klal is much broader, and it comes to include everything. Amalei Rav Achmed Distel Ravina, v'lo dama klal kamal klal abrasa. How can we call this a klal prat of klal? Klal kama, the first klal is a sias, only refers to yase v'suloi. Klal abrasa is a lot broader because it's la'shem, kol la'shem, which would include afilu shvicha shrayim, pouring the leftover blood that's poured on the base of the Mizbeach, Faktaris Amrim, answers Ravina, Hatanan Beir Bishmol, the Klolim brought to Darshkai Gavna. Even if the two Klolim are not the same type of Klolim, it's still considered Klal Prata Klal. So now that we've established that it's a Klal Prata Klal, Klal Prata Klal, the Aloch is Yatadon El Kaena Prat. Ma Prat Mefurish Avoida, Yas is referring to Avoida of Shechita, or Bina L'shma, Avkal Avoida, Bina L'shma, all Avoidas will have to be done without Shini Bailam. Ask the Gemara, Ia Prat Mefurish Avoida, the Prat is referring to Avoida for which the Zachiv Allah Bechutz, the Zachiv Misa, Shechita, where the Zachiv Misa is done Chutz Lazara. So too will say only Avoida that Chayav Allah Bechutz, only Avoida which the Zachiv Misa when they're done Chutz Lazara, which are Shechita Zriki in. There will be a problem of Shinu Bailam. Kabbalah of Allah Chaloi. Inami, we can make the following argument. Ma Prat Mefurish Dov HaTon Tzofen. It's referring to something that's done in the Tzofen HaMizbeach. And furthermore, Yesh Demechatis Apnimius, which is Shechita. Af Kol HaTon Tzofen V'yeshna Bechatis Apnimius, which will include Shechita V'Kabbalah in. The Zrika isn't done in the Tzofen. Loi. So now, the Pasuk perhaps is only teaching us that this halacha, even if it's a klal prat to klal, is only regarding shechita and kabbalah, or shechita and zrika. So says the Gemara, ikla mei mahachi. Since the klal prat to klal can be lived one way or the other way, shkulahein, they're both equally legitimate limudim, and therefore, yavoi shnayim. Ish lishnachrin v'chad v'chada, when we have two different ways of learning, take of a milsa. As Mefarshim say, the nafkamina between these two approaches is according to the first approach, it remains a klal prat to klal. I just don't know which is the proper klal prat to klal. According to the second approach, since we have these two different ways of learning, it's not considered a klal prat to klal at all. Iba is ema, zrika, that zrika has to be done without shini bailim, that we learn from what Rav Ashi taught us earlier. From what he said, v'nir tzoloi. So for Zrika, I don't need a pasuk. And this pasuk will teach us the halacha for Kabbalah. Ask the Gemara, this Ashkhan El Nazir, we've only learned that the El Nazir, there's a problem with Shini Bailim. Shar Shmolim and Amla. How do we go to disapply the all other carbon shlomim? V'chitayim and Nail from El Nazir, that we should learn from El Nazir. Ma'el Nazir, Shiken Yeshimam Dami Macherim. El Nazir, you bring, as we said earlier, other Kabbalahs. Whereas these other, all other kabbalas are usually one independent carbon. In Cain, Nichtei Shalmei, my Shlomim, the rabbis call Shlomim. Ashkechon Shlomim, so we've proven that by Shlomim there's an issue of Shini Bailim. Shakachim Noam, how do we know that it's applied by all other kabbalas? Vechi Taim and Nailif Mishlomim, that we should learn other kabbalas from Shlomim. Ma'al Shlomim, Shkain Tonun Smicha, Unasachim, and Tanufis Chaz Vishoik, that not all other kabbalas have these requirements. El Amakra, Zoyis atar la'oil l'minchal chatos l'oshem ulamluim ulazevach ha'shlamam hekisim ha'kosim l'shlamim man shlamim ben shini kodesh ben shini bailim must be done with shma af kol ben shini kodesh ben shini bailim have to be done with shma eima hechad ishokad luhu shloi l'shma l'fslu. Ask the Gemara the question we looked at the beginning of the Masechta, that if it was done with shloi l'shma it should be totally possible, not that it could be used, it could be kosher, just it's not olu l'balim shem chayva. Answers the Gemara, as we said at the beginning So the question in the pasuk is it a nedava or a neder? Hai nedava, hai neder hu? And as we explained a few moments ago, neder and nedava are very different. Ella, in kamash nedata sisa, yei neder. If you fulfilled what you were supposed to be a neder, m'lav, yei nedava. So now ask the Gemara, why do I need both psukim? Maitzvah sasech and zaita tayra. Vitzvah maitzvah sasech, zaita tayra. Dikas rechmanah maitzah. If the Torah would have only said maitzah, lo yad v'may, we wouldn't know what to apply the pasuk to. Kas rechmanah zaita tayra. To teach us the Torah, the pasuk of zaita tayra, that it's talking about machsheva shini kaidin shene baalam. Dikas rechmanah zaita tayra. So we would learn that Shini Kodesh and Shini Baalim are an issue, having been a lifslu, that the carbon is completely disqualified. Kas Rechmana, Maitzvei Secha, that's why Maitzvei Secha limits that even though it's an issue, it doesn't completely always disqualify the carbon.